Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey along with Tom Ackerman. And there are so many people doing amazing things in this community, and two innovation titans partnering to highlight top tech talent and projects in St. Louis. That would be Venture Cafe St. Louis and Tech STL. Emily Hemingway is the executive director of Tech STL. So I guess my first question is, Emily, what is Tech STL?
Well, so we are the newly established Tech Council here in St. Louis. We are a membership-based organization that advocates on behalf of technology and innovation across the bi-state region. We focus on really supporting emerging technology in the data economy. And we do that by growing a culture of innovation and hosting great events like this. So the Venture Cafe opportunity was really perfect for what we're doing right now.
What are things that are talked about? What kind of tech talk do you like to start off with?
Well, I mean, we are lucky because we get to focus on what's new and exciting and really innovative, that we get to look at kind of the leading edge technology, the emerging technology, the disruptive technology, which is a different kind of conversation that I think a lot of other organizations get to focus on right now. But, you know, tech innovation is so hot right now just because of all the tech layoffs and all of the downsizing, you know, that tech talent is a big thing that we're constantly having to look at is what kind of opportunity is there here in St. Louis, and then how are we building a community that tech innovators want to be part of, you know, that they want to reengage, that they want to come back out after the pandemic and start collaborating again, because St. Louis has some incredible innovation that happens here. We just don't always know about it.
The partnership has started Collide, which kicked off last month with several events. And I know you've got more scheduled. What happens at Collide, and who can attend?
So everything that we host at Venture Cafe is public. It's open to everybody, and we welcome all of the community to come out for it. Collide is an event that we host once a month at Cortex during Venture Cafe. We actually have our next one is coming up this Thursday. And so what we do with Collide is that each month we focus on a different emerging technology, and it gives us the opportunity to host a resource fair where we bring out local startups, organizations, university programs that really showcase that technology. So the first month we hosted in January, we focus on artificial intelligence, which is so hot right now that, you know, we packed the house, and which is great to see because events have been such a hard thing to really bring people out. But everybody's wanting to talk about AI. They want to look at ChatGPT and generative AI. And so it really presented the opportunity for us to showcase the incredible companies that are working in artificial intelligence here in St. Louis, some of the university programs that you can go and learn more about it, and just have more conversations around what is really leading edge within that space. This month, we're focusing on digital health. And so we have the event this Thursday at Cortex, and being able to really look at health tech, digital tech, digital health, and how biomed and medical sciences are really leaning on new technology to advance the way that they support patients and address disease. And so St. Louis has such a strong space when it comes to healthcare and medicine, being able to really showcase how technology is now merging with those things, and that we have some great innovation that's coming out of our community. So it's really exciting, and it is open. So we welcome everyone to come out this Thursday afternoon.
And meet face-to-face. Isn't that funny how, you know, you're talking about AI and all the high tech. You all would be on the forefront of all of that, yet meeting somebody face-to-face is the best of all. Central Corridor of St. Louis, is that the number one pro that people talk about when moving to St. Louis and starting tech, or is it the affordability? What do people say that's great about us?
Yeah, I mean, we have so many things that are playing to our advantage with St. Louis, that we are incredibly affordable, that while our pay may not be at the same level as what you could get in Boston or San Francisco, that money goes a lot further here, that we're a great place for young families, for young professionals, for those who are really trying to come in and buy their first house, that are they're trying to raise a family, that we have world-class amenities, we have incredible schools, we've got great neighborhoods, that you're able to get a lot more house for your money. But we also are home to so many thriving tech companies. We have so many large corporations here that create opportunities not only for the startups, but for the larger industry. St. Louis has a long history of growing innovation in a number of sectors that our job as an organization and in working with our community leaders is doing a better job of telling that story, making it easy for people to see the kind of opportunity that there is, not only for their career in St. Louis, but also for their family. And this is just a great place to get this, to access the new technology, to land some really great jobs, and to build the kind of life that you want that you can't necessarily build from Silicon Valley or downtown New York City.
Well, you have said that every ecosystem around the world is having to redefine how they engage their entrepreneurial community because the past few years have been game changing. So what's been game changing for the tech community here in St. Louis, and what is the new reality?
So before the pandemic, the ecosystem really leaned on the organic connections of events and programs and having an ecosystem where people were involved in it. The reality is that because of the pandemic, we couldn't engage face-to-face anymore. We couldn't go to events, accelerators, programs that were happening in the community. So the companies that survived the pandemic were the ones that were able to figure out how to be successful without those things. In essence, they had to figure out how to be successful without St. Louis. And so our big challenge as an ecosystem is now figuring out what makes us relevant now, because entrepreneurs as a whole realize that they don't have to always run the rat race. They don't have to go to every networking event. They don't have to only participate in accelerators here in St. Louis. And so organizations that support businesses and entrepreneurs are having to figure out what it is that they are uniquely equipped to offer now, because there are so many resources that founders can get online and get all around the world that the question of relevancy is now having to be asked. And I've joked and I said that we almost need an accelerator for our entrepreneur support organizations, because we're almost having to enter customer discovery ourselves of really figuring out what now do we need to do to support and engage the entrepreneurs. And events, we saw that most clearly because, you know, we're just starting to see people reengage. And as a whole, I have to be honest, we all suck at networking now because we don't know how to be around people.
We
lost that ability. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so as an organization, we're having to really support people in the re-engagement process and figure out, you know, what is it that we now need and want from these experiences, and how do we honor that to really maximize people's time? Because people care a lot more now about how they spend their time.
Also, you cover a very wide area. This is a truly regional partnership, Tech STL. So thank you for that. Thank you for being with us, Emily Hemingway.
Absolutely.
Tech STL.
And tell us again, for people who want to come Thursday afternoon, where do they go?
Yeah, so we are at the Cortex Innovation District in 4240. It's from 4 to 7, and we're on the second floor space right next to the CIC space, because Venture Cafe is the programming arm of CIC. So come on out. We'd love to see you there.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.